everybody. This is Lisa DeLay, and you are listening to Spark My Muse. This is Soul School, Lesson 85, The Bridge of Well-Being. I can't believe it. We're 85 episodes into Soul School. These are the solo episodes I do. I try to bring you something engaging for your inner world, something maybe that will bring you hope or bring you some new thought or some insight. Already 85 episodes later, I began Soul School 2 years ago this October, and I'm really happy to bring you another episode. I will have bonus features that will include a lot about the author that I'm going to be introducing you to, along with all kinds of website links, book links, and a lot of extras. Those are available to people who sponsor the show and support the show. And you can support the show at patreon.com/sparkmymuse. And all those bonus features, show notes, and extras are something I put together. I spent a lot of time doing that. And they're for super fans, people who really love the show and really love the topic, or both. A little bit goes a long way. It's only a dollar to get those things. And I would love it if you would help the show, come alongside the show, and help out and get those extra bonuses. Or if you'd like to leave a one-time gift, there is a place to do that at every episode using a PayPal button on the website Spark My Muse. So thank you for coming along today and listening to the show. Also, go back in the archives for recent episodes or not so recent episodes and just see what's available. There are so many great topics and wonderful guests, and I invite you to just dig around and look and see what's available. What I plan to do today is to read an article from Mark Nepo. He's one of the special contributors at the onbeing.org website. All of you who have listened for a while know that I'm a huge OnBeing fan, and I came across this author, and I'm featuring one of these in this episode because it is so potent and poignant, and I'll be listing a link to this article as well as his website and everything for you to look at. And you can also just Google him if you'd like. Mark Nepo is N-E-P-O, and you can look at this article at onbeing.org by searching his name. He's a best-selling author. He's a poet and philosopher living in Michigan. He's published many books, including a New York Times bestseller called The Book of Awakening and 7,000 Ways to Listen. He's been featured on Oprah Winfrey's Super Soul Sunday and Good Morning America. And you can find him and more of his work at marknepo.com. So his article that I was really touched by, it was written 2 years ago. It's called The Bridge of Well-Being, The Journey from Suffering to Wholeness. Whether conscious of it or not, we are all engaged in the search for the unknown other who might complete us and join us to the whole. And whole is capital W-H-O-L-E. Our longing to join and come alive is our birthright, and similar to pollination, we complete the world when opening ourselves against great odds, some strange unknown partner inadvertently seeds our essence elsewhere. My interest in this surfaced 20 years ago with a dream. I was walking across a very old rickety bridge, one that had been repaired generation after generation, and as I neared the middle, a young man, reverberating in his own inner turmoil, jumped into the fast-moving water below. I was panicked, and I ran off the bridge and down the bank where medics were on the scene, except instead of a physician, an ancient sage, barefoot and bearded, was suddenly beside me as they were dragging the young man's waterlogged and broken body to us. I looked to the sage, who appeared unalarmed. He registered the concern on my face, took me by the arm, and said, "It happens all the time." I asked, "What was he after?" "Oh," shrugged the sage, "he was searching for the fellow. He thought he saw it calling him in the water. It happens all the time." I had no idea at the time, but this dream was a myth about enduring suffering and approaching wholeness. I had no idea that this dream was a parable of my journey through cancer. When I jumped into the river of life so long ago, I was looking for the unknown other that would complete me. I thought I would find wholeness through love or passion for some kind of work or in the depth of my creativity. I had no idea that the thing that would complete me was being broken open by cancer. Inevitably, we are all searching for the, quote, fellow, unquote, the other, the stranger, the conduit, living or not, sentient or not, the repeatable and varied bridge that might join us to ourselves and thereby to the whole of God's being. Quote, fellow, unquote, from the Old Norse, meaning partner, one who lays down wealth. The word wealth is from Middle English, wealth, meaning originally well-being. Fellow, one who lays down his well-being, not laying down in the sense of giving up or relinquishing one's true nature, but rather in the sense of unfolding or opening the way between living things. And so we are all searching, outwardly or inwardly, for the bridge of well-being, wherever we might find it. Why? Because in moments of being bridged, we not only actualize ourselves, but simultaneously are in one accord with the universe. We briefly become the universe the way it is impossible in a tree erect with wind to separate its leaves from the air. It seems that difficulty is woven into the design of life so that we need the presence of others to help us through and bring each other to life. The bridge of our well-being is often made visible when the stranger, the fellow, the completing other jars us to inhabit our life. During the last few years, I have been jarred alive by the silence of a friend as we hiked up a mountain at sunrise with her dogs. And I was yoked to the unnamed center of my soul when holding my father's hand, as he slept in a wheelchair months before his death. And just last week, I was stopped by the twilight as it made the skeleton of a tree dance without moving. Since I first had that dream 20 years ago of the young man jumping off a bridge in search of the fellow, I have been fascinated with bridges, for they always uphold the endless story of how we help each other from one point of aliveness to the next. And there's one bridge in particular that speaks to the journey from suffering to wholeness. It is, quote, suspension bridge on the border of Hinda and Etchu provinces, a woodblock print by the Japanese master Hokusai. He carved and printed this in the early 1830s. In the scene, two travelers carrying their belongings carefully balance their way across a thin rope-like bridge. The bridge crosses a small ravine, so high that it sways among the clouds. It is unclear where these travelers are going or coming from. The entire focus of the woodblock is where each traveler steps. The whole world seems to bend to the point of their steps. I share this because it captures the power and poignancy of our time on Earth. We have to go from here to there, but the life, the aliveness we treasure, the company that matters, is always in the tenderness of each step. It is in each step that we find ourselves and each other. It is in each step that we hold each other up. It remains a powerful mystery that when I look deeply enough into you, I find me. And when you dare to hear my fear in the recess of your heart, you recognize it as your secret, which you thought no one else knew. And that unexpected wholeness that is more than each of us, but common to all, that moment of unity is the atom of God. The essay by Mark Nepo. Some of these things I'll pick out to reflect on a little bit. I love the idea of wealth meaning well-being, the Middle English originally meaning wealth meaning well-being, and how fascinating that is that we think of wealth now as money, kind of security that comes with a great deal of money, but well-being attached with fellow, a partner, a person who has well-being. It is fascinating. It's these connection points we have to each other and a person who will walk with us, a person who will be like a bridge to new places of aliveness within us. I will have this block print that Mark refers to. I will have this at sparkmymuse.com. If you listen to this on your podcast app or iTunes, you can go to sparkmymuse.com for this episode, Soul School Lesson 85, and you'll be able to see it. Also in the show notes too at patreon.com/sparkmymuse for this episode. It'll be available. It is a very beautiful a woodblock print. If you've seen Japanese woodblock prints, they're sort of sparse. This one has color to it. It's quite intriguing. I recommend that you take a peek at it. I think you'll really enjoy it. The poignancy of this bridge woodblock print is that the composition of the print is sparse, but the way the bridge is tilting and the way these two travelers on the bridge are positioned, you really notice their steps, you really notice how they're traveling together, and that their steps are precarious in the sense that the journey is it's elevated high above the clouds, and they're being careful in their steps, and they're going together. And there's something really potent about the journey that's depicted in this print. And it does relate well to this entire essay. It's really an interesting dream that he had about the person who jumps off the bridge to find the fellow, the partner, the traveler he's looking for, and then has to be rescued from the water because he made a mistake. Even though he's talking about people helping us make that bridge, he's also talking about the trouble of seeing work and passions and other people as the only way to go from one place to another, that is actually found within ourselves, but the trip is made better with these people of well-being. I think that's a really important point because we can put our focus outward to our passions, our work, or relationships as these saviors for us that will be sustainers and the only bridge to get from where we are to somewhere else. And the trip is actually a journey within to the place of God, to the place of wholeness. And we partner with other people on this same journey. But when we place that journey externally on something, it's like a fool's errand, that we will throw ourselves off this bridge and into the water, into the raging water below. That's a very poignant word picture that he had, the dream that he had, where the sage tells him, well, it happens all the time, you know, this broken lifeless body getting dragged from the raging waters because the man threw himself off the bridge, maybe seeing a reflection in the water or seeing something he thought was the fellow, the partner, the traveler, that would be some kind of savior for the journey. So there's a mystery to journeying through this life with well-being. There's a part that involves other people that can signify something within us that says me too, and that you whisper your fears, and they thought that those things were just secrets within themselves. And yet, relying wholly on the other person, a way to avoid looking within ourselves to our own fears, to our own depths, and those fearful places, and continuing the journey that only we can take, that someone else can't journey for us. That can be too scary to do. So we try to distract ourselves with other people or relationships or passions or projects that will deter us in a way or distract us from doing the real hard work that comes from journeying within and seeing what needs to improve, what our fears are, and moving from there. And ultimately, we're called to that homecoming within, where God resides. And we're called home to that place of well-being, where we're loved. And from that outpouring of love, we can give to others. It's a place of grace and a place of mercy and a place of redemption and hope. And is when we are centered there and start from there as a starting point that we can have wealth, that we can have well-being. And as I reflect on this brilliant essay, which I will link to, and you can read it for yourself, I hope, I want to give you a bridge from my voice to your ears, from my brain to your brain. I hope that this program offers you a bridge to something else in your day, maybe disrupts the stress of your day or the anxiety of your day. Maybe it disrupts a direction, a bad direction you were going in, to maybe take you in a more hopeful direction. And maybe you can share something you've learned in this program with someone else or point them to this too. And I realize that we all have to be fellows to each other. We all have to be partners to each other and offer wealth to each other, offer well-being to each other. Because in times of panic as normal and chaos as normal and negativity as normal being fire hosed at us, there's no way out from that because it's so profitable for other people to spread that around. It's so profitable to do that, that the only way we can get out from under the burden of that is for individuals, out of charity and out of their own sense of longing for well-being, to, in a grassroots kind of way, join together and build bridges. It's something I do out of the love of it. I don't get paid to do this. It costs me something to do this. And I don't care that it does, because I want to be a bridge builder in the world and a bridge builder of well-being. And I think you do too, or you probably wouldn't be listening to this the whole way through. So your homework today is to remember how bridges are built and bridges of well-being and wealth are built. And I hope that you will go into the bonus features this time and check them out. Go to patreon.com/sparkmymuse for this episode, Soul School Lesson 85, The Bridge of Well-Being. And I thank you so much for listening and being a part of what I'm doing here. I'll see you next week.